Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. I am your host, James Ryan, and on today's episode of the podcast, I am talking big fall movie preview. It's a movie preview, and it's about the movies that are coming out this fall. So here we go. I am going to be starting off by talking about some of the mainstream releases month by month. It is September, so My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3, The Nun 2, and A Haunting in Venice are already out. The fourth Expendables is coming out. Oh boy. The only movie to be excited about this month is probably Gareth Edwards, the creator. He directed Rogue One. This is a movie, again, it's very rare that we get original science fiction. This one is based around artificial intelligence, and I don't know how far into the future this takes place, but the story and the trailer were pretty all right, so I am going to check this one out. Can't say that I am super, super excited about it, but this will be the first movie that I am going back to theaters to see in about a month and a half, 2 months. So we'll be checking that out. There's a new Paw Patrol movie coming out. It's called Paw Patrol, The Mighty Movie. You might be very excited about it. I am not. The Paw Patrol series has been a disappointment from the start. It is just, I don't know if they're ever going to reach the heights of the first movie again. So yeah, maybe Paw Patrol, The Mighty Movie will prove me wrong, but time will tell. The other movie that is coming out this month is a long-standing series, one of my personal all-time least favorite movie series, and that is Saw. And Saw 10 is coming out. Oh boy, everyone's favorite torture movie. Man, these movies. In college, friends wanted to watch them. I have seen, I don't know, the first six or seven. They are just incredibly bad. The first movie, the very, very first movie in the series, the acting is absolutely atrocious. But the twists and the turns in that movie are very entertaining. And they basically just took 1995-7 and just made it like, oh, how can we make this even more disturbing and gross? And yeah, it was a polarizing viewing at the time. The audiences were just like, what is happening here? But then of course they just had to make a bunch of sequels that just got increasingly grosser, increasingly more violent, and I will never ever watch another one of these movies as long as I live. So enjoy Saw 10 if that's your thing, but not mine. October, we are seeing Dumb Money. This is the Paul Dano, Shailene Woodley, Seth Rogen movie all about what happened with the GameStop stock. I want to say that was 2 years ago now. I don't even remember. But supposedly this movie is pretty good from what I'm hearing. I think I saw that there were reviews. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. Maybe I'll check this one out at some point. I don't know why I feel like this movie is similar to the movie Blackberry. They're not. But I mean, I guess you're dealing with big corporations and people trying to make money. I guess that's why I'm seeing that similarity. What I'm trying to get at is I still need to watch Blackberry. I don't think I'm going to go to the theater to see Dumb Money, but I don't know. Maybe I will. The Exorcist Believer is coming out. This is a sequel to the original Exorcist movie. It has, I don't know the mom's name. It has the mom from the original Exorcist is returning in this one. The trailer looks not so good, and it is from the director who has done the most recent Halloween trilogy. So that would make me think that this is going to be a pretty bad movie, but maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe this is going to be a surprise. Even if the movie itself is bad, just hearing during the trailer the original Exorcist theme, that got me a little like, got the nerves going a little bit. I think I've still only seen the original Exorcist one time, so that might deserve a revisit. If not this October, maybe next year. So some other movies are coming out that I know very little about. There's a movie called Freelance, a movie called Ordinary Angels, Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour. I guess they, of course, filmed it and are going to release it in theaters for those that weren't able to attend due to the insane prices and how quickly the tickets went. The most exciting movie of the year, now that Dune has been pushed back, or I don't know, it's got to be close to the top spot on my list, and that is Killers of the Flower Moon, Martin Scorsese's latest movie. Supposed to be very, very good. I'm probably going to see this twice in theaters. I will definitely review it on the podcast. So I'm just super, super excited to talk about that one. They're also making a Five Nights at Freddy's movie. And then there is a movie called Sight coming out at the end of the month, which I don't know anything about. November. And again, there's a lot of movies on this list that I didn't even bother. I'm just like, okay, the big fall movie preview, but I'm not even going to watch the trailer for this because I know it's not going to be for me. And then number one I have for November is Journey to Bethlehem. Don't know anything about it. Probably not going to be for me. The Marvels, the latest superhero movie from Marvel Studios. You might have heard of them. So they are coming out with yet another one. People are definitely starting to sour on the Marvel movies. And that's good. I think that's good for the movie industry as a whole. Slow down. Star Wars, I feel like with Star Wars, Disney has kind of taken their time. I think they need to start doing that with Marvel, or kind of, I don't know, reset everything and just start from the top. I might end up watching Guardians of the Galaxy 3 at some point, just because it's available on streaming now. I don't know, though. I'm pretty done with it. So that does not look very good from what I've seen. The movie The Holdovers is coming out in November as well. There is the prequel to The Hunger Games, The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. There is Next Goal Wins, Thanksgiving, Trolls Band Together, Wish, and then a movie that I am very excited about, and that is Napoleon, directed by Ridley Scott, starring Joaquin Phoenix. This is a movie that there's a lot of Oscar buzz around this movie, but I know it's September, movie's coming out in November. I have a sneaking suspicion Napoleon's going to be a movie that is pushed back until next year as well. But we will see. That one I'm very, very excited about. It's going to be another three and a half hour epic from Ridley Scott. So I don't know. I'm my expectations are not through the roof or anything, but I'm excited about that one. In December, this is a big month. Wonka is coming out. This is the prequel to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, starring Timothy Chalamet. And it is directed and written by the guy that did Paddington and Paddington 2, which are known as, like, these are the two best kids movies of all time. At least a lot of people are just like, oh man. The trailer, I'm not excited about it. I don't really need a story about how Willy Wonka became Willy Wonka. Well, maybe his character's not named Willy Wonka. Anyway, I don't need this movie. People are excited about it though. One movie that was not on the list that I wanted to talk about, not on the main list that I was looking at, is Godzilla Minus One. This is the latest Japanese Godzilla movie. So this movie is going to have a limited theatrical release. I am excited about this one. I definitely want to see this one. I think it's going to be a one day only in theaters, but that's coming out in December. I don't know. The Godzilla series, I have fun with it. I really only like, I think if I'm going to think about like ones that I will go back and rewatch, it's really just the original. And that's because some of the translation is bad. I have memories of going to see that in a theater with family members. So I don't know. The original, 1954 Godzilla, I really like. This one looks like it's straight up just like really going into the horror aspect of Godzilla. So we'll see how it is. It probably won't be anything spectacular, but it should be a fun popcorn movie. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, the sequel to my least favorite DC movie. So I'm not excited about this one. Continuing the story of Aquaman. Oh, joy. I think this is the last movie before they reset everything, though. So, oh, man, I'm really, I'm hoping the reset and James Gunn gets everything in good shape. And I do have faith in James Gunn. I think he has a good vision. I do worry that his movies are going to kind of end up all feeling the same, though, because his humor is very clear cut and it works for now, but will it continue to work in the future? I think he's going to get so many different directors and everything on board for the next DC movies that I think it'll work out. And I could go on and on, but anyway, I'll save that for another podcast. Another movie version of The Color Purple is coming out. I think this is based on a play or a musical, but anyway, they're coming out with another movie version of it. Another movie that I'm excited about this December, very excited about, is Michael Mann's Ferrari. This is Michael Mann's first movie since 2015, 2016. Chris Hemsworth movie, Black Hat was the name of it. Anyway, very, very excited about this movie. Stars Adam Driver. I am all in on it. Just very, very excited about it. And yeah, there are a lot of other smaller movies coming out that, and I shouldn't even say smaller, but movies that are not on mainstream audiences' radars as much. But for people that are very into film, they're paying attention because, again, the Venice Film Festival just ended. A lot of the biggest movies of the year, including Priscilla, directed by Sofia Coppola, Poor Things, directed by Yorgos Lanthimos, Maestro, starring and directed by Bradley Cooper, All of Us Strangers, starring Paul Mescal, a movie that is, I think, the best reviewed film of the Venice Film Festival, and I don't know anything about it. I don't know if there's a trailer online or not. There are just so many other movies coming out. Let's see. Yeah, there's, and again, I'm going to forget so many different movies. There was just a trailer for this movie called The Bike Rider, starring Austin Butler and Tom Hardy, for The Bike Riders. And that trailer just dropped and I didn't know that was coming out. Miyazaki is coming out with an animated movie as well that just got announced that I didn't know was happening. So that's in December. There's going to be so many movies and there's going to be plenty of movies that I forgot on here. The fall is looking pretty good. And a month ago, I would have said, you know what? I think so many movies are going to be pushed back. This fall is going to be pretty empty. There's not going to be that many reasons to go to the movie theater, but it's looking better. I'm not saying that things aren't going to be pushed back still and that we're going to miss out on a lot of really, really good movies this fall and winter, but I'm hopeful. I am hopeful. And even though I definitely forgot a movie or two here, I hope that just going kind of through the list, talking about some movies that I am excited about, I hope there's a movie or two that you are excited about and that you get a chance to go to the theater to see. That's going to do it for today's episode of Ryan's Reviews. Next week, I'm going to be back and it is going to be a big October preview episode for me. I'm going to be breaking down the 32 Halloween movies that I'm going to be watching. There are going to be a couple of days, and I shouldn't say, I know 31 days in Halloween. I shouldn't even say 32 then. Maybe more like 33 or 34. The reason for that is there are a couple of nights where I'm going to be doing double features. For instance, spoiler, I already know that I'm going to be doing the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 1 and Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. That's going to be just one of those double features. I have another double feature with Roger Corman movies where I watch The House of Usher and The Pit and the Pendulum, both starring Vincent Price. There's going to be a few doubles in there. So it's going to end up being more than 31 Halloween movies in 31 days. It might end up even being closer to 40 by the time it is said and done. It's going to be a big, big movie month. So super, super excited about that. Next week will definitely be one to skip if you just want to go into October surprised and you really don't want to know any of the movies that I'm going to be watching. And I'll give a little warning at the start of next week's episode. But I'm excited. I'll see if I can actually do it. Last year, I tried to get through all the Simpsons Treehouse of Horrors, and I just fell flat. It could happen this year, but my intention is to watch at least 31 Halloween movies in 31 days, and yeah, just have fun with it. So I'll get as far as I can with it and be happy with that. But thank you for tuning into today's episode of Ryan's Reviews. I will be back next Saturday discussing my list for the October 31 Halloween movies in 31 days.